4. As they pulled up to the restaurant, Mira's hair was still damp, and a less than appealing frizz had taken over. That's what Lucas Hale got for giving her no time to get ready for a family powwow. Mira had no clue what could be so urgent. A state budget crisis? Another oil spill? Hurricane Harold making landfall? Lucas could find a way to turn any disaster into a Bill Monroe campaign opportunity, and usually the family was dragged along for the ride. Lucas was their dad's unofficial campaign manager for his unannounced senatorial run, and he totally gave Mira the creeps. He kept their dad on such a tight leash that she rarely saw him unless she was scheduled in on his iCalendar or an emergency came up, like today, that usually required their dad to leave town ASAP for both crisis meetings and TV opportunities. Good morning, America. Bill Monroe has something to say about North Carolina's dwindling peach crop this year. The guy was like her dad's own personal BlackBerry, whispering talking points in his ear, calling him at all times of day and night to talk about the campaign and to give advice. That advice extended to Mira's and her brother's after-school activities and wardrobe as well. Lucas made sure every decision the family made gave the Monroe name more bang for its buck come election time. Mira hated all of it. Hayden, on the other hand, liked being in the thick of the political machine. He was interning for their dad this summer and was more gung-ho about politics than ever. Mira didn't know how he could stand seeing Lucas that much, but Hayden said the internship was too good an opportunity to pass up. The Monroe name would get him far.